Yeah, Rashi said Ashashis is Kli Gadol Shel Zechuchis Blaz Lanterna Lantern Dolekes Shedliko LeMitzvas Chanukah BeErev Shabbos UMadliko LeMitzvas HaLaila. So what is, I mean, you could fit the Rashba's pshat into Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say why it's no good for this Laila. Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could say he holds like the Rashba, but he doesn't really say anything. So it's mashma that he holds more or less that what he said is self-explanatory. I mean, at least that would be the first way to interpret what he's saying.
Right.
So apparently he holds that since it was last night's mitzvah, and now he wants to convert the hanocha that had the hanocha to this night's. So that he can't do.
Right.
So that he can't do. So what is he? How does he differ from the? I mean, the Rashba is no way. The Tesis is no way. They all hold that it would be fine. The fact that it was hadlaka for last night, for last night's hanocha, doesn't seem to affect him at all. He says now you're making the hanocha, so hanocha defines it for tonight.
Right.
Why do I care that it was defined once? You can't get two mitzvahs out of it.
Right.
I mean, they seem to just... I mean, their approach seems to be more abstract. That it's totally in the nair. If there's a psalm in there, that a roa homa, the tzarko, the adlaka, so then you have a problem. But if there's no psalm in there, and the nair on the contrary is the shem Hanukkah, so it doesn't seem to matter to them the fact that the hadlaka, it was already... was kavur for the night before.
What's the difference? Oh, Hanukkah, it's not.
What's the difference?
It's not a different mitzvah.
Not a different mitzvah.
You think
so, right?
Yeah.
But Rashi seems to learn it's different. Why? Because Rashi seems to say that it's a different kiyum ha-mitzvah.
Each night.
Each night. Not that each night has a different nature.
Right. They're all the same.
They're all the same. But the thing is that in terms of Maaseh HaMitzvah, it's a different Maaseh HaMitzvah. In terms of the Gavra's Kiyum. The Gavra has a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the night before, and he has a Kiyum HaMitzvah tonight. So if you measure it in terms of the Kiyum HaGavra, it's two separate Chafzos. Rashi seems to measure it in terms of the Kiyum HaGavra, although I don't know why. And I can't, it's very hard for me to define the Machlokas of Rishonim, but it would seem at first sight that that's what Rashi learns. That he differentiates based upon the Kiyum Mitzvah.
The problem in there is that the Kiyum Mitzvah of the previous night?
The problem, right, not that it's different in nature, but it's another thing. It's another entity.
It's like as bad as with the Shabbos candles, or it's...
What's that?
It's like as if...
Well, Shabbos candles, we hold, no question.
With the Roho Om,
yeah.
But you're not saying it's because it takes away from the shame of the Nearshal Pearson.
No.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it is that the Hadlaka was already converted into a mitzvah through the Hanacha.
Oh.
And therefore it had a designation for that Maisa HaMitzvah, for that Kiyam HaMitzvah.
Right, and you can't just do another.
And you can't undo it.
Right. You need another.
That's what Rashi seems to be learning, but I can't go. I get lost when I try to figure out the Machlokes.
Well, maybe the way you were saying.
At first sight, it would seem that the question is, and I think you were going along that track, that what is the halacha of Hanacha Osa Mitzvah? Does Hanacha Osa Mitzvah take the Maisa Hadlaka and incorporate it in this entity of mitzvah? So then you couldn't say last night should be good, because last night's was already incorporated into last night's mitzvah.
Right.
right? Or do you say that hanachos and mitzvah doesn't take the ma'isa hadlaka and incorporate it into the kiyum mitzvasa? It simply reflects there it goes. Okay, so the thing is that according to Rashi, where he says before Kuli Hai, so he's saying that there is somewhat of a component of, it's a component of a mitzvah, the Ma'isa Hadlaka. That's why he holds that it can't become a component of two Heftzos Shel Mitzvah. It has to belong to one Kiyum. Either the Kiyum of last night, or the Kiyum of tonight. But like I said, not because they're different in nature, but because they're separate, two separate things. Okay? But the Ramban and Tosfos, they disagree. Apparently they hold it's not the actual Ma'isa Hadlaka that you have to incorporate into the mitzvah. It's simply that the Hanocha renders the essence of the Ner a Ner Hanukkah, which would mean that the that it doesn't, which would mean that it was that it was Hudlak L'Shem Hanukkah as well.
The Ner had to be Hudlak in the right way.
The Ner had to be Hudlak. If the Ner was assigned to a different area, different nature, so then you can't reassign it. But you don't need the Ma'isa itself. It's not that the Ma'isa, the structural Ma'isa is not necessary. It's simply that now I see, now when he does the Hanocha, the Roa sees a Kfiyas Ner L'Shem Hanukkah. He sees a Kfiyas Ner L'Shem Hanukkah. That's enough. That's all he needs.
And what does the Ma'isa Hadlaka do? It just renders the Ner capable of...
So the Ma'isa Hadlaka is only an issue if the Ma'isa Hadlaka was for something else. But as long as it's neutral, it wasn't for... doesn't have any stamp on it, so the Hanocha creates the essential shame of the Ner, and Ner Shel Pearson, Ner Shel Hanukkah.
No.
You don't need a component of a Ma'isa Hadlaka.
Right.
It just has to be in line with the Hanocha. That it shouldn't contradict the Hanocha. That the Hanocha is the Iker Mitzvah's Hanocha. So as long as the Hadlaka doesn't contradict the Hanocha is the Asiyas HaMitzvah.
So why does it say
Matrikulashim
Kanaka?
And what was
Rashi? Rashi was that you need the Ma'isa Hadlaka as a component of the Mitzvah. So if you're going to interpret it that way, that you need it as a component, so then it was a component of the mitzvah of last night. So it can't be a component of two mitzvahs. Okay? But according to the other Rishonim, you don't need it as a component of the mitzvah. What you need is that the Hanocha should be able to render it essentially Ne'er Shel Pearson. Hadlaka is not really significant. The only time Hadlaka takes on significance is if the Hadlaka was kavua for something else. Because then it doesn't fit into the theme of the Hanocha. But as long as it doesn't contradict the theme of the Hanocha, they hold, what's wrong? Hanocha osa mitzvah, plain pshat. That all you really need is Hanocha, because that creates the Ner Shel Pearson. Whatever you did before doesn't matter. Okay? Unless, like I said, unless it contradicts the theme,
right,
then you have a problem. But Rashi holds that you actually need a Ma'isa Hadlaka for the mitzvah. So therefore, if the Ma'isa Hadlaka is attached to last night, so now you can't rip it away and attach it to tonight.
Right.
That's not. That seems to be machlokes. Whereas they hold, and I think your raya from the Kuli High is good, because you see from the Kuli High that Rashi holds that the Maisa Hadlaka is something.
Still, you can't use that for
Nerd
and
Nerd,
though.
That's right. They hold as nothing. That's why it's good for Nerd and Nerd.
Right. Well, I also say that the Chirshet and Katan is Nikar Adavar Shumadlika the Shem Chanukah.
Because over there, in other words, Nikar Adavar Shumadlika the Shem Chanukah?
Right, why didn't you say just neutral?
Why didn't he say?
If all you really need is not to contradict. Why does he have to say that it's Be'ita?
Let's say
it a while ago.
That's your question, right?
Yeah. Good question. Why does Tosafot have to say that what the Hosam Shemadlika Be'ita Nikra Dovar Shemadlika L'Shem Chanukah? See, Tosafot doesn't mean that you need the Maisad Lock. Because Tesis doesn't say Nikra Dovar Shehu Madliko L'Shem Mitzvah Zu. He means generically that all you need is the theme of Chanukah.
In the Ner.
In the Ner.
Right.
But he holds if it's too far away, so it's an unrelated crazy action. So you can't relate an unrelated crazy action. An action of a crazy person from the day before can't be harnessed and placed into the realm of hanachos or mitzvah that's going to be created into a heftzah shel. It's a psul. It's like the same psul of haro omer letzarko d'adlok. It's a different kind of maisa.
Mm-hmm, but the night before, if you did a Shem Chanukah, the Chershet would got done.
The night before, if you used the Chershet, it would got done, be good.
Even tonight, to reuse it with a Nacha.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, then it would be good.
Because then
that's right.
Because you already defined the Ner.
You defined it already.
I mean, you just need his maisa to define the Ner's Ner Shel.
Ner Shel Chanukah. Ner Shel Chanukah. In other words, it has to be defined as a Ner Shel person.
Right.
So anything that's going to clash with that definition of Ner Shel Pirsum will invalidate it.
Right.
But it's not because you need the actual Maisa as a component of the mitzvah.
I mean, the Maisa mitzvah is Hanacha.
Yeah.
Haftzah is a Ner Shel Pirsum.
Right.
So you make the Ner Shel Pirsum by lighting it with Shem Hanukkah.
Right.
It's not the mitzvah, that's just making the Haftzah.
That's correct.
You can reuse the chafza. It's the same chafza
yeah.
as last night. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's a new maisa mitzvah.
Right. Who cares that you got a kiyum? Fine. Good for you.
You know, chesh rashi is to include the maisa luck in the maisa mitzvah.
Yeah, that's the chesh rashi.
You need a new one each night.
That's right. And that I think is like Aaron said is in line with the kulihai.
Right.
The kulihai. The kulihai really says.
But so according to the other Rishonim, then what is the maisa mitzvah?
Hanacha. In other words, the whole mitzvah is essentially Hanacha. The Hanacha renders it a Ner Shel Chanukah. So as long as the Hadlaka can assume the theme of Chanukah, so the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum that you're getting is not from the Hadlaka. It's really from the Hanacha. That's the essence of it. You're not getting it from the Hadlaka is nothing. The only time you can't do that is if it's contradictory. So then the theme of Hanacha cannot be Chal. Right. That's what they all agree. But the only thing is that you don't need, according to him, you don't need what? You don't need a component, a mice of a component. Because the mitzvah is hanacha. There's nothing contradicts. This is the mitzvah. To make it, render it an Ner Shel Chanukah through my mice hanacha, not my mice of
law. So all the rest of the nights, you're not doing a mice of mitzvah, but you're still getting a kiyum mitzvah?
What do you mean?
If you only do hanacha on the first night.
And you don't do any hanacha on the other nights?
Yeah, according to the other Shem. Then you're still getting the key mitzvah?
No, you get nothing.
You're doing
hanacha
every day. Just
have to
relate.
I thought
Rashi was the one who said you have to do hanacha every night. No, Rashi says
hadlak every day. Even for hanachos mitzvah, you have to do hadlak every night also.
Right. Oh,
right, you see, because he holds it's a component.
Because so the mice hadlak is part of the mitzvah.
Part of the mitzvah.
Okay.
Those souls is not part of the mitzvah.
No, the whole mitzvah.
You need a proper hadlak or else the nair's not going to be good.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You can't say anocha if the thing is defined already as a national attachment. But there's no halacha that you need a new maisa hadlaka for this mitzvah, for this kima mitzvah. All the mitzvah, the kima mitzvah is mahav al yedei anocha. So why need another hadlaka for it? The anocha is what creates the whole essence here. So the fact that I had a kima mitzvah out of yesterday's hadlaka doesn't do anything.
Right, so in what sense is...
I think I see it now. Yeah, I think it's good.
Right,
it's very good. It's good machlokes.
According to the other Shem, in what sense is the...
Rabbi Meir, what do you say?
Right. You're saying according to Tosos, it can't be it's retaining, the Nair's retaining its identity from the night.
Yeah, according to Tosos, it'd be hard to say the Nair's retaining its identity as the Nair Hanukkah straight throughout the day, because the throughout the day is nothing.
Right. It must be just holds neutral is good enough.
Right. It must be holds that as long as it was not hooked for L'shem Tashmish, it's good.
Right. And you're saying if a Chershid Katan lights it earlier, then it would be L'shem Tashmish?
If the yes, it would be the same thing. But according to Rashi, it's no good from the night before also. Just like the Ramban and Rashi Cholek, but they have the same psak.
Right.
Ramban says it's no good. Why? Because he says Hanachos a mitzvah means that you're rendering this into a nair piercing. But where did you get it from? You just got it from the factory. So how could you? You can't. You got to be careful in what you're rendering.
Right.
Sure. You have to have a source. What?
That's Shmura.
That's right. But Taisvus doesn't hold that way. Taisvus maintains that as long as you don't have it defined and designated for another source, then it's good. Then it's good. Then it's good. The Roa doesn't assume that it's not a Ner Kasher. The Hanocha L'Shem Chanukah itself testifies that it's a good Ner, I would say, according to Taisvus. That, maybe that's the pinpointing of Machlokas. Does the Hanukkah itself, Hanukkah is a mitzvah, so the question is, does the Hanukkah itself define it as a nair that was behechsher?
Right. Right. You don't need a prior shem.
So you don't need a prior.
Right.
Well, no, the Hanukkah is a mitzvah is true, but you have to, the roa has to see that it came from a proper source. So therefore, the Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah is not going to help you if you don't have an idea of where the source is.
Right.
Whereas Taisus maintains that since the Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, the Hanukkah defines the source as a source that's Mokshva.
Right.
That in the Hanukkah is the definition of the source, whereas the Ramban maintains no.
Mm-hmm. It's just the Maisa Mitzvah, but
just the Maisa Mitzvah,
won't define the entity.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, fine points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I going to kill it if I take it off?
No, you want to stop Iran.
The Kedusha Iran, he says that the Gemara brings a right that Mavarchin Lahadlik, the Lom Mavarchin, and that's it.
Just Lahadlik.
Just Lahadlik. So the Iran says to the exclusion of either Lahadlik Lahaniach or Lahaniach alone. So that's good. The Machlokes Rashi and the Baal Taisus.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. What does Rashi say anything on that?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
See, I just noticed it now. I was looking at the Rahn. I probably wouldn't notice it in Rashi.
Yeah. I called you after I had a meeting.